Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn, and here he is, our producer and engineer and the birthday boy, Stephen the Man Chaldone.
Hello there.
So now how can you say how old you are?
I am 54 years old.
54?
This weekend.
That's pretty old.
There we go.
That's pretty good. I like that.
You like that?
I do. I'm kind of happy about that.
I'm still younger than you.
Well, that's always going to be, unfortunately. That's the way
it
goes.
We hope it stays that way for
that's
a long time.
What's interesting, though, do you do like a big birthday thing? I tell you the truth, when it's my birthday, I go about life, and I'm sort of embarrassed to tell people it's my birthday.
Yes.
I lay low.
I kind of lay low. I just kind of, you know, let it kind
of
just.
Now, I have a couple of friends who will take me out to dinner. Like, we always have a dinner. But that's it.
Nope. Just kind of let it go by.
You're keeping it quiet, right?
Yes. Oh, you know, the last couple of years has been like that.
Now, I know people who actually take off on their birthday. Like, it's a big day. I walk around with a big hat on and say it's my birthday. I can't do that. I'm embarrassed.
I had a job when I was much younger. You got your birthday off.
Right.
You know,
right.
A paid day off for your birthday.
Yeah, that would be being a paper boy.
I always said if you're going to have a really good birthday, you should take the day after off.
Well, that's kind of true, too. But my birthdays are not that exciting. I don't know about yours.
Neither are mine, not for a long time.
But it is a day you mark. I mean, that's a great thing. And you mark it and you think about, well, another year has gone by. And it's sort of like a retrospective kind of day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you look back and then you're introspective because you're kind of looking at your own life.
Right, and figure out what you did.
Kind of something good about that. But, you know, it's important that we look at the special days and recognize it. You know, not just birthdays, but there's lots of different special days in our lives. And that's what, you know, God calls us to recognize those special days help push us through life. And that's a great, great gift. And that's what we're looking at today, the great special days of our lives, how God is there, not just on the birthdays, but all the special days calling us to holiness. To start us off, here's Mark Cohen. This is called Walk Through the World.
Writing you this letter from some old hotel. I can feel the distance between us. But from the Spanish Steps to the Liberty Bell, I know the angels have seen us, didn't see us be. They see you down on 7th Avenue while you're just hanging by a thread. And I'm sitting in a lonely room without a view, wishing I was there with you instead. Won't you walk through this world with me? Walk through the world, over the miles of mystery. Staring out across the rooftops, babe. I've seen the writing on the wall. Heard a little bit of thunder at the seventh wonder. And everything is bound to rise and fall. But that's all. But won't you walk through this world with me? Walk through the world. Shining sea, walk through this world with me. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on, yeah. Walk, 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 of my eyes. Cause I just want to look back over all the years with you right there standing by my side. Whoa, could you just walk through the world with me?
Marcone, Walk Through the World. Well, in our lives, we do a lot of that, don't we? Pass through this world in a lot of different ways. And as we get older, Sheldon's marking a big birthday today. And as we walk, you know, along in the road of life, yeah, a lot of life gets lived. But we carry a lot with us, right? We carry a lot of good memories. We carry a lot of things in our hearts. And sometimes the slightest things become these great big memories to us. You know, it's an amazing thing how that happens sometimes. You know, I went one time for Chinese takeout in the place like what my family always got Chinese takeout by our house, Bobo Kitchen. And I remember going there, and when I walked into that place, like, it all rushed back to me like I was a little kid holding onto my mother's arm while she picked up the Chinese food for us. Yeah, it was like a crazy thing. And these moments happen, and I think those are really graced moments. I think they're moments where God breaks in and says, listen, you're living a good life here, and take a good look at it and be grateful for it, you know? And there's something really powerful about that, that a lot of times in our lives, you know, we're not as grateful as we could be, right? And there's a lot to be grateful for. So that's part of our lives, I think, to recognize, yeah, there's a certain gratefulness we're called to for the special days and even the not so special days, but the great memories that are marked as part of our lives. You know, no matter what you have around that's old, they're there for a reason. Those things are around, so it's a reminder of the special days of life and the everyday of life as we were growing up. Those are important things, and we need those kind of remnants around to help us to remember that stuff. Hey, here's Paul Simon. This is called Graceland.
Everybody feels the wind blow. Ooh, in Graceland, Graceland. love every ending, or maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe I'm a reason to believe we all will be receiving grace, man.
Land, reminder of another era, right? The Elvis era and all of that. It's interesting, you know, I mean, with technology today, we can just hit into our phones. We can listen to anybody you ever wanted to listen to, right? Anybody's ever recorded anything. It's an amazing reality that we live at, with at the end of our arms, you know, if the phone is hanging there like it does for me, we really can pull up anything. And it is a great ability to do that. I remember when I was a kid, if you could think back, you know, when you wanted to listen to something, you had to find the album, you had to borrow the album from somebody, put it on, listen to it, and you really couldn't tape it. Like when I was a young guy, there were 8 tracks. There wasn't cassettes or anything. And you couldn't really tape anything. So you listened to it and you played the records until they kind of went, you know, scratchy. And that was it. Now, today, we have such a tremendous ability. You know, and you can say, you know, hey, so-and-so, Alexa, or whoever, you know, whatever the name of your device is, play, you know, Graceland by Paul Simon. It's going to play it right now. Interesting. You know, there's an amazing reality there. And in our lives, you know, that's the immediacy of memory. The immediacy of memory. And I think God calls us to utilize that. Sometimes we look at that and say, well, that's all bad news. It's not all bad news, because I think technology is a gift from God too. And that immediacy of memory is such an important thing in our lives. Like going back to Graceland, going back to your hometown, you can hit it in on Google Earth and see your old house right now. You don't have to drive back there. There's something about that that's just incredible. And I think that's part of the great use of technology to help us to celebrate our lives and to celebrate the special days. I think God gives us, you know, that for a very real reality. Hey, here's Elton John. This is called Someone Saved My Life Tonight.
Should have been there, sitting like a princess perched in her electric chair. And just one more beer, and I don't hear you anymore. We've all gone crazy lately. My friends out there rolling round the basement floor. Someone saved my life tonight, sugar bear. Almost had your hooks in me, didn't you, dear? You nearly had me roped and tied. All about hypnotized sweet freedom, whispered in my ear, you're a butterfly. Listen to me good. I'm sleeping.
your stocks and bonds, paying your HP demands forever. Coming out in the morning, where are the truck to take me home? Someone saved my life tonight. 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 Someone saved my life tonight.
Save my life tonight. You know, funny thing, I was talking about memory and everything. The other day, I went back and I did a little TV shoot at Adventureland. Now, do you remember Adventureland?
Melville Farm or whatever.
It's an amusement park.
Right.
And it's been there for a long time, since 1961, believe it or not. But it's,
really?
Yeah, but it's all, you know, updated and beautiful, right, and everything else. But the guys who own it now, this Steve and Paul Gentile, they've been in the business for a long time. They listen to us all the time, Sheldon.
Oh, really? Hi,
yes,
guys.
And believe it or not, I was saying to them, I was there for my first communion. I was there for my 5th grade graduation, 8th grade graduation, and confirmation.
Birthday parties, confirmations.
Crazy, right?
I don't know about graduations, but for things, yes.
Great memories of going to this amusement park, a Long Island amusement park, the only one.
And you wouldn't expect it to be where it is.
It was absolutely incredible and a great time. But going back there brought back such strong memories.
Really?
It was absolutely astounding.
They have the
car rides
and the boat rides.
Well, it's not like you thought. No, it's really hip now and it's cool. It's a great place. It's
okay.
A great place.
I'm gonna have
they
to
have
go.
One thing left, Sheldon.
What?
Do you remember there was a big pump? There's a couple of things, but there was a big pumpkin there. And
right.
The train went by the pumpkin. I don't know if you remember that. But
no,
anyway, I'm going to show
train.
You. I have a picture by the pumpkin.
Oh.
So I'm very excited because I have the first communion picture by the pumpkin.
There
but
we go.
It was so cool to be there because, again, it was a reminder to me of places like Adventureland. I mean, this place is awesome. And it's so beautiful and so well kept. It's been in the family. They've kept it all these years, and they keep it clean and neat. Great employees. What is that about? Well, it's about creating special days for people. People are there all these other days. You know, every day is a special day for somebody in that place. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Like, what a great service that is. And that was one of the things I asked Steve when I interviewed him. Like, what a great gift this is to be able to have this gift from God that gives you this place to allow people to celebrate these special moments. You know, how many people got engaged there? How many people, you know, kissed their first girlfriend or boyfriend there? How many people celebrated their first communion there like me? It's an amazing, amazing thing. We have those places. No matter where you're listening to our show right now, those places exist. It's a great moment to thank God for the people who kind of have those places and keep them going so that we have that great gift. So hats off to you guys, you know, the Gentiles. But at the same time, what a great gift in our lives to have that gift of memory that helps us to kind of push through life and continue the great traditions. Here's the Eagles. This is called Already Gone.
Soon.
Eagles already gone. Yeah, time does pass quickly. And I guess, you know, Chaldon could probably tell you that today on his birthday. You know, yeah, it does go fast. You know, life does go fast. I remember when I was a little kid, life seemed to go so slow. And it was great in the sense, when I was a little guy, though, I couldn't wait to be a teenager. When I was a teenager, I couldn't wait to be 21. And then I started saying, like, wait a minute, slow down. You know, there's something interesting about how life does fly by. The months fly by. I think that's all part of our lives, you know, that God is with us in the midst of this flight of life. But at the same time, it does move pretty quickly. And I remember even when I first became a priest, like older priests saying to me, oh, it passes really fast, enjoy it. And I was like, yeah, I know, it doesn't pass that fast. It does pass pretty fast, I'll tell you that. And there's something great about recognizing those moments and saying, you know, it's really been a blessing from God. So an important thing and a kind of great thing to do. Hey, a couple of weeks ago, guess what? I was one of the millions of people who've seen this guy. I saw him at Madison Square Garden, his monthly show that he does there, Billy Joel. Here's Moving Out. I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about special days today. You know, a funny thing, most of my life was spent within like a 10 or 12 mile radius, even priesthood, of the place where I grew up. Can you imagine that? So I had this gigantic kind of knowledge base of that area, and I never really traveled many other parts of Long Island, even where our show was from. It's interesting, you know. And now I live in another place, which is further away at the cathedral. So there's like a different kind of sense to it. And in the last, 15 years ago, I moved around down a little bit more. There's something about that that's kind of a good thing. I think it's good to see things from another perspective sometimes. You know, if you've been in the same town your whole life, there's something good about it, but there's something scary about it too, you know. It's good to kind of let God kind of chase you around a little bit and say, hey, try this place. Hey, try that place. And maybe there's something beautiful about that. You know, maybe that like it's something simple like the church that's always been there that you've never gone to get back involved in your parish and say, you know, we moved here a couple of years ago. Well, now it's time to go back, you know, and kind of try it once again. There's something exciting about that when we let God do that kind of amazing work in our lives. Here's Peter Gabriel, Salisbury Hill.
Choice. I did not believe the information. Just after.
have the battles in our lives, right? And that's part of our own special days, too. The moments that were very hard, the days that were very hard for us, the day we lost somebody we loved, all of those things. And I think they do help us to grow. They help us to understand who we are. They help us to kind of do that uphill part of life, because life has uphill and downhill. And to kind of recognize that is an important part of our lives, what we're really called to. Hey, this next guy's got a Broadway show right now. You know, a pretty hot ticket. Bruce Springsteen. This is called Into the Fire.
The sky was falling in streaks. I heard you calling me, then you disappeared into the dust. Upstairs, into the fire. Upstairs, into the fire. I need your kiss. Love and duty called you someplace higher, somewhere upstairs. Into the fire. May your strength give us strength. May your faith give us faith. May your hope give us hope. May your love give us love. May your strength give us strength. May your faith give us faith. May your hope give us hope. May your love bring us love.
Strength, give us strength. May your faith.
love bring us love. May your faith bring us faith. I think that's how it goes in life. People share their special gifts with us, and we get those gifts, and they become a part of our lives. Faith is a pretty beautiful gift. It's a fragile gift, but it's a gift we got to care for in our lives, and hopefully you've cared for your gift of faith. If you haven't, well, now's a good time to kind of take it out and polish it up again, because there's something beautiful about recognizing life with faith, because it changes us when we're thrown into the fire, you know? We have that ability to kind of survive stuff because of that gift of faith. It's an amazing gift that we're called to share, but it's an amazing gift we're called to preserve in our lives that God has given us and has kind of been nurtured by all those people around us. Hey, here's Greg Allman. This was called My Only True Friend.
Surely flow to an end. Keep me in your heart, keep your soul on a mend. I hope you're haunted by the music of my soul. When I'm gone, please don't fly away and find you a new love. I can't face living this life alone. I can't bear to think this might be the end. But you and I both know the road is mine. Another night alone, but I see you in my dreams sometimes. No matter where I go, Lord knows you were always on my mind. So I hope you're haunted by the music of my soul. When I'm gone, please don't fly away and find you a new love. I just can't face living this life alone. I can't bear to think this might be the end. But you and I both know road is my only true friend. So much left to give, but I'm running out of time, my friend. I hope you're haunted by the music of my soul. When I'm gone, living this life alone, I can't bear to think this might be the end. But you
both know the road is my only true friend.
Kind of a dark song from Greg Allman. This is from his last album, one of his last songs that he wrote, and saying, my only true friend is the road, you know? It's a sad thing to look back on life and saying, wow, with everything that's happened, you know, what's been my friend is the road that I've been on. In our lives, I hope when we look back, we can say, boy, what a blessing these people have been in my life. What a blessing, you know, my family's been to me, my friends have been to me, and kind of be able to look back in a very positive light and see the tremendous gifts that are there. So, you know, hopefully in our lives, as we kind of look back in retrospect, regardless of whether we're dying or not. I mean, just when we reflect on our lives, we can look at the many blessings that God has given us. I mean, Greg was in the midst of dying, in the midst of knowing that he was dying. So maybe this is a song in frustration, hoping that his memory lives on, which we all do, of course. But hopefully in our own lives, we can kind of pick out the great moments and the special days and kind of bank on those moments and the people God's given us that make all the difference in the world. Here's the Rolling Stones. This is called The Last Time.
Maybe the last time I
if your life is like mine, sometimes we see something and say, well, that's the last time I'm ever going to be there, you know? And that's okay. I think in our lives, that's how it goes sometimes. But all of those moments add up, and I think they create the memories that matter so much to us. So, you know, I think it's about creating memories for people we love and moments that we'll kind of treasure throughout our lives. And it's also the everyday of our life, right? And recognizing that every day has that moment to make it very, very special, right? Like every day, we don't know if today's the day somebody's going to walk up to us and say, here's $60 million, go change your life. Who knows? We just don't know. So there's something really important about that, and to recognize that, you know what, God is always there with us no matter what, and we need to have that hope-filled life that recognizes the potential all the time. Never give up, you know? There's always something great going on. All right, so in honor of his birthday from the White Album, here we go, The Beatles' Birthday. Birthday to you, Sheldon. So here we go. Yeah, those are special days of our lives. You know, as we go through life, God blesses us, calls us to recognize that, you know what, he's with us in the special days, even in the not so special days. So recognize that, you know, no matter what today is for you, a special or not so special day, doesn't matter. God's with us, and coming to recognize that helps to make every day special. So say a little prayer of gratefulness today for the great moments of our lives and the everyday moments of our lives. God's there in the midst of it all, calling us again and again to happiness and hopefulness and to make this world a better place by using our gifts to kind of buoy this world. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughn, and it's engineered and produced by the man I see every time it's a special day, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.